Dr. Pratt Phillips. Peggy is wondering if there is a safe time of day to turn out senior horses with PPID who have foundered so that they can eat some grass.
Yeah, so that's a great question, and it kind of comes into, it really depends, I guess, on the horse first thing. If it's a horse that has foundered before, they probably should not be on grass ever again, as sad as that might seem. But that's probably going to be the best way to prevent laminitis and really do the strictest and best job to monitor their intake of any sugars. The other part of it too is to think about how the plant actually grows sugar or synthesizes sugar from the sunlight. And so that's going to happen during the day. So as the plant is exposed to the sunlight throughout the day, it's going to start producing more and more sugars that are going to be stored within that plant. And then traditionally, or typically under normal conditions overnight, the plant would actually start using that sugar, and it has its growth phase overnight. And so that would say then early in the morning, even if you're up for it, sort of 4 o'clock in the morning until, you know, the sun really starts to come out, that would be the best time of day to be out there with sort of the lowest concentrations of the sugars in the grasses. But it also really depends on what time of year it is, because if it's really cold at night, then the plants don't actually grow at night. And so those sugars don't decrease overnight. And so they can actually stay high and then actually continue to build over several days. If you've got different types of pastures, cool season grasses versus warm season grasses, there might be other considerations in there too. But typically, if you have to put your horse out on pasture and you're a little bit worried about the sugars, first thing in the morning is probably going to be your best bet.
So following along off of that, I've heard from a few people that if there's still frost on the grass in the morning, that you should avoid putting the horses out until the frost is gone. Would you agree with that? And how does the frost interact? And how exactly is that a factor there?
So that's a good question. And I don't think it's actually the frost itself, but just the fact that if it's been cold enough for there to be that frost, then it probably means that those sugars haven't been, used overnight, and they might actually still be quite high.